You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Wednesday, March 27th. Splendour in the Grass 2024 has been cancelled, according to music industry reports. Tickets have been on sale for 5 days, and the Australian superstar Kylie Minogue was billed to headline, with G-Flip and other local acts also set to appear. It's the latest festival in a growing list of events to be canned or indefinitely postponed in recent times. The Senate has rejected the federal government's bid to rush extraordinary immigration powers through Parliament. The government introduced the legislation to Parliament that would make it easier to deport non-citizens. The new legislation appeared to be motivated by a case currently before the High Court, which could see a cohort of immigration detainees released into the community, including those who have criminal records. Human rights law experts had voiced their concerns about the legislation and how the government has dealt with the process. Taylor Swift's father will not face charges for allegedly assaulting a paparazzi photographer in Sydney last month, Australian police have confirmed. Officers said they had conducted an investigation following a report of an assault at about 2:30 a.m. on February 27th. They confirmed no further police action would be taken, the 71-year-old father given the all clear. In response to the paparazzi's claims, a spokesperson for Swift said that threats had been made against a member of her staff. Lastly, the British Museum has gone to court against a former curator alleged to have stolen hundreds of artefacts from its collections and offered them for sale online. The museum is suing the curator after more than 1,800 items were discovered to be missing. Lawyers for the museum say the man abused his position of trust to steal ancient gems, gold jewellery and other pieces from storerooms over the course of a decade. The judge has ordered the disclosure of his eBay and PayPal records. The 18th century museum in central London is one of the UK's biggest tourist attractions, visited by 6 million people a year. That's your evening news headlines. In tomorrow's ep, we discuss all things car safety. The data tells us that many women are not given training on basic car maintenance, which can sometimes leave them in frustrating situations. With this in mind, we speak to the automotive experts to give us all a crash course on the driving tips and tricks we need to know. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.